们一同来读两段圣经。
Let's read two passages from the Bible.
第一段在新约的提多书。
The first passage is in Titus.
新约的提多书。
Titus from the New Testament.
我们要读第三章的第四节到第七节。
We will read chapter 3, verse 4 to 7.
提多书第三章第四节到第七节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 4 to 7.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace,we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
在这段圣经里头，我们要注重的就是一个就是重生的喜，一个就是圣灵的更新。
Here we have to pay attention to the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
我们再读一段，在罗马书第八章第九节。
So let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
第九节说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
我们圣经就先读这两段。
We'll first finish reading these passages.
在今天我们要交通的这个中心的主题，就是说来看一看这个追求的路。
Today our topic will be the path of pursuit.
基督徒追求的路。
The Christian's path of pursuit.
一个人信主以后，就因着信被神称为义。
So after one has believed, we are proclaimed righteous before the Lord.
我们就有了基督的生命。
We have the Lord's life.
但是我们刚信主的时候。
So when we have just believed,
我们里面的生命还是很幼稚的。
Our life is in us is very pathetic.
我们需要一点点的长大。
We need to continue to grow.
在我们还没有信主以前。
And before we have believed the Lord.
我们的问题就是要得着这基督的生命。
Our problem is obtaining the life of the Lord.
但是在我们得救以后。
But after we have been saved.
我们的问题就是要继续的追求得着更丰盛的生命。
Our problem is to continue to pursue the Lord to achieve a more abundant life.
一个第一步，我们要得着生命。
First step, we have to obtain this life.
第二步，我们要得丰盛的生命。
Second step, we have to obtain a more abundant life.
就是说，这个生命不能让它停止，要让它长大。
So that.The life cannot be hindered, but allow it to grow.
所以这里面就是有一个追求的问题。
So here is the problem of pursuing the Lord.
虽然叫生命长大的是神。
So, although it is the Lord who allows our life to grow.
但是人也需要努力的追求。
So we must also be diligent in pursuing.
人要配合神的工作。
We must cooperate with the Lord's work.
那么这样的话呢，我们生命才能够长大。
In this way, our life can thereby grow.
所以对一个基督徒来说
So to a Christian,
有追求跟不去追求
There is pursuing and not pursuing.
这是很大的不同的
There is a great difference.
也可能一个有追求的基督徒三四年以后他的生命就比较成熟一点了
There could be a Christian who is pursuing the Lord.And after 30 years, he may have been a bit more mature.
如果有一些这个不追求的呢，可能很长时间，十年、二十年，这个生命还是跟原来的一样。
And for those who do not pursue, after 10 years, 20 years, their life will be will be like the original life that they had.
所以我们信了主以后,
so after we believe the Lord,
we need
to pursue Him.
这是圣经里头一直提醒我们的,
this is what the Bible continues to remind us of.
神永远不会以, 我们, 有一个生命,
the Lord is not just content with us having just a life.
祂乃是要我们不但有生命, 还是要有丰盛的生命。
Not only should we have life, but we should have a more abundant life.
那么基督徒要追求什么呢?
So what should a Christian pursue?
当然我们知道我们信了主以后, 我们不是追求世界的东西了。
So once we believe in the Lord, we do not pursue the worldly things.
我们不会追求世界上的财富。
We will not pursue the riches of the world.
我们也知道不应该去追求世界上的地位。
We should not pursue the positions of this world.
我们是需要追求一些属灵的东西。
We need to pursue things that are spiritual.
这追求乃是在属灵上的追求。
Pursuing is the spiritual pursuit.
那么在新约圣经里头讲到有很多方面的追求。
In the New Testament, there are many methods listed of how to pursue the Lord.
我们可以从希伯来书第十二章第四节所说的。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4,
他说你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
verse 14, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
这里告诉我们要追求和跟众人和睦，也要追求圣洁。
Here it says, pursue peace with all men and holiness.
哥林多前书第14章第1节也说,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
他说你们要追求爱,
you must pursue love.
那么到了提摩太前书第6章第11节,
and also in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11,
保罗劝勉提摩太说,
Paul encouraged Timothy, saying,
他说你这个属神的人,
you man of God,
要追求公义, 敬虔，要爱心、信心、温柔、忍耐。
Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
这些都是圣经里头告诉我们要追求东西。
These are the things which the Bible encourages us to pursue.
我们要追求圣洁。
We need to pursue righteousness.
追求公义。
Godliness.
还要追求信心、爱心。
Faith, love.
忍耐, 温柔,
patience and gentleness.
那么还有其他地方也提到我们应该追求的。
There are other places which mentions what we need to pursue.
看起来好像圣经说的要追求的很多的方面。
And looking upon the Bible, it seems there are many aspects we need to pursue.
但是你看这几样东西合起来就是一样东西。
But when you see them combined, it is only one thing.
就是生命的成长。
It is the growth of the life.
这些东西都是生命里头内在的一些品质。
And these are the qualities of the life within.
这些东西都不能分开的。
And these things cannot be separated.
你不能说我单单追求圣洁，我就跟众人就不和睦。
And so you cannot just say I will pursue righteousness and I will not be good with the other people.
你这追求你有爱心，但是你不会忍耐。
You may pursue love, but you do not have patience.
你追求公义，但是你没有爱。
And you may pursue righteousness, but you do not have love.
不会的。
No.
当你追求一样东西的时候，你同时也是追求其他的。
When you're pursuing one thing, you're at the same time pursuing the others.
这些合起来都是生命里头的东西。
These combined are the things within the life.
说的最简单一点,
so simply speaking,
这就是主耶稣基督的性格。
This is the character of Christ.
主耶稣基督生命的表现。
This is the manifestation of the Lord's life.
就是我们基督徒一生所需要追求的。
This is what we as Christians for the rest of our life should pursue.
在这个原文里头, 这个追求这个字,
in the original language, the word pursue.
有一首英文翻译成追求。
Some English translated into to pursue.
有的时候呢, 翻成逼迫。
Some it says to be persecuted.
哎，逼迫跟追求啊，在原文都是一个字。
And persecuted and pursuing in the original language is the same word.
哎，有一个字，有一个用法呢，用的正面的。
And some use it on the positive side.
一个用的负面的。
And some use it on the negative side.
但是它的意思呢，都是一样。
But the meaning is the same.
你要追求一个人的话。
If you have to pursue a person.
青年人，你们想，我是一个男的，要追求一个女的，你怎么去追求呢？
So, young people, when you are a guy, you would want to pursue a lady, how would you pursue them?
要追赶她。
You have to chase after them.
要跟在她的后面。
You have to follow hard behind them.
要想办法要得到她。
You have to think of ways to achieve her.
当保罗在逼迫基督徒的时候。
So when Saul is persecuting Christians.
哎，他觉得有一些人本来在耶路撒冷的。
And some people originally were in Jerusalem.
他们信了主了。
After they believe in the Lord,
他们现在跑到这个大马色去了。
They have to run to Damascus.
扫罗说，我非要把他们能够追到。
Saul said, regardless, I will pursue after them.
所以他就领了大祭司的这些文书，要跑到大马色去逼迫基督徒。
So he went to all the way to Damascus to persecute these Christians.
也可以说，他就要追求基督徒。
So you can also say that he's pursuing after Christians.
他要想得到他。
He wants to grab hold of them.
所以这个追求呢，并不是说你坐在那个地方，轻轻松松的东西就会到你的面前的。
So when we speak of pursuing, it's not that you just relax and things that you want to achieve will come to you.
这是需要你用力气，要花代价来能够得到的。
You need to pay in strength, and you have to pay a price.In order to obtain what you need to achieve.
所以基督徒信了主以后，就是要出代价，就是要用力气来追求，能够得着主要我们得着的。
So after Christians have believed, we also need to expend strength, and we also have to pay a price in order to obtain what the Lord wants us to obtain.
我想我们的青年弟兄姊妹，我想你们都是有这个一个追求的心。
I believe that young brothers and sisters also have a heart.To pursue the Lord.
在星期天那么早的话，你们就来到聚会当中。
Being so early on Sunday, you have come within the meeting place.
可能好多其他的青年人，他们都睡在床上，他们还没起来了。
It's likely that many young people are still sleeping on their beds.
你是有个追求的心。
You have a heart to pursue the Lord.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is what pleases the Lord.
你这样的追求不会是突然的。
And this type of pursuing is it not just a coincidence?
但是怎么样追求呢？
So, but how to pursue the Lord?
追求的路是什么呢？
What is the path of pursuit?
简单我们可以看到有两条路。
Simply, there are two roads.
有一条路呢，就是追求能力的路。
One is the path of power.
那么有一些基督徒呢，他们就把这个基督徒生命的经历分成几个阶段。
And some have divided the stages of a Christian life into several stages.
有些人呢，比如我们可以举个例，有些人呢就把人呢这个世上的一切的人分成三个类别。
And as man is categorized into three different types.
他们说第一种人。是天然的人，就是还没有信主的人。
The first type is the natural man, those that have not believed in the Lord yet.
那么有一种呢，就是个属灵的基督徒。
And the second type is the spiritual Christian.
还有一种呢，是属肉体的基督徒。
And the third type is the carnal Christian.
所以他把人分成这三类。
So they have divided people into three types.
而且呢，还用一个图来这个表示。
Also illustrated with pictures.
那么用三个圆圈代表三种不同的人。
To use three circles to represent three types of people.
那么这个还没有得救的这个天然的人，就是一个圆圈里头自己坐在这个宝座上面。
And for the natural man, he is sitting in the center of the circle on the throne.
那么这个耶稣基督呢是在圆圈的外面。
and the Lord Jesus Christ is on the outside of the circle.
那么第二种呢，这个属灵的人呢，那么里头这个基督坐在这个宝座上，这个自己坐在宝座的下面，坐在基督的脚下。
And the second type of person, the spiritual Christian, within the circle, the Lord is on the throne, and he himself is kneeling before the throne.
第三种呢，就是属肉体的基督徒。
The third type is a carnal Christian.
基督已经进来了。
The Lord has come in.
不像第一种天然的人，基督还在圈子外头。
And it's not just like natural man where Jesus is.Outside the circle.
第三种属肉体的基督徒呢，基督已经进到这个 circle 里头来了。
The third type of Christian, the Lord has entered the circle.
但是他没有坐在宝座上。
But he is not sitting on the throne.
这个我们的体坐在宝座上，基督在旁边。
But instead, the self is on the throne, and the Lord is beside him.
那么他把基督徒分成两个阶段。
So they separate Christians into two.
一个是属肉体的基督徒，一种是属灵的基督徒。
One type is the carnal Christian and one type is the spiritual Christian.
所以呢，他就鼓励大家要从属肉体的基督徒进到这个属灵的基督徒。
So he want to encourage everyone, from a carnal Christian to become a spiritual Christian.
所以他们的追求的路呢，就是追求这个圣灵的充满，圣灵的能力。
And so the pursuit should be for the filling of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit.
他们说，你信主的人是有圣灵在你里面的。
And some said that when you have believed, you have the Spirit within you.
圣灵已经住在你里面的。
The Spirit is living within you.
但是圣灵还没有充满你。
But the Spirit has not filled you yet.
所以你还是一个属肉体的基督徒。
So you are still a carnal Christian.
所以你没有能力。
So you have no power.
所以你做的表现出来的就是属肉体。
So what you do has manifestation of your flesh.
所以有很多人就用禁食的方法。
So a lot of people have used
fasting.
The ways of fasting.
通宵祷告。
To pray all night.
安静等候主。
To wait before the Lord.
等这个神迹奇事。
To allow for a miracle.
他们当这些事情都是圣经里头所提到的。
These are things which the Bible has mentioned about.
都是很好的。
They're very good things.
但是把这些方法、这些东西当作是一个追求的路，是一种方法。
But they have used this as the path of pursuit or like a method.
把这个当作追求一个丰盛生命的路。
So they have places.Pursue for a more abundant life.
是不是合乎圣经的教导呢？
Is this according to the Bible?
这里面我觉得还有一些问题。
I think there is a problem here.
刚才我们读到罗马书第八章第九节里头。
So when we read from Romans chapter 8 verse 9,
他并没有把基督徒分成两种的基督徒。
There is no separation between of two Christians.
他说如果神的灵住在你们心里。
It says if the Spirit of Christ dwells within you.
你们就不属肉体的，乃是属灵了。
You are therefore not of the flesh, but of the spirit.
那么基督徒如果有圣灵住在你们里面，
so Christians have the spirit living within you.
那当然就是这个基督徒最最基本的。
So this is the most basic for the Christians.
基督徒必须是一个圣灵住在里头的一个人。
Christians must have the spirit living within them.
他这里没有说，如果神的灵充满你们。你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
It doesn't say that if the Spirit fills you, then you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
他乃说，如果有圣灵住在你们的里面。
But it says, if you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you,
你们乃是属圣灵的了。
Then you are of the Spirit.
所以保罗这句话告诉我们。
So Paul speaks to us here.
所有真正有生命的基督徒。
All those that really have the life
都是属灵的基督徒
are spiritual Christians.
不能说你是有圣灵住在你里头，你还是属肉体的基督徒。
So you cannot say that if the Spirit dwelling within you, then you are a fleshly Christian.
神的话就是很清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord's word is clear to us.
那么人家就要说了，那为什么他们这看起来跟世界上的人差不多呢？
So why is that other people will look at us and say, why are they the same as the worldly people?
我们要看到属灵的基督徒并不是说他已经是完全的。
But to see here that the spiritual Christian is not yet complete.
他们还会有属肉体的表现。
They will still have some manifestation of the flesh.
这个是跟他没有信主以前是不同的。
They are different from when they have first believed.
他们虽然是属于圣灵了。
Although they belong to the Spirit.
他们是在圣灵里头。
And although they're dwelling in the Spirit.
他们不是在肉体里头。
But they're not.
In the flesh.
But they're not in the flesh.
所以我们是在圣灵里头，但是因为我们还没有变化，比如说我们还会活出来属肉体的表现。
Even though we are in the spirit, but yet we are not transformed, therefore we have manifestation of the flesh.
保罗在圣经里头一直注意到这个事情。
And Paul notices throughout the New Testament.
所以他对哥林多的信徒就会说到，你们是属肉体的。
So therefore he speaks to the Corinthians that you belong to the flesh.
为什么你们会这样呢？因为你们虽然是属灵的，但是你们还有肉体的表现。
The reason he said this was because though they were in the spirit, yet they still had manifestation of the flesh.
你们还会分门别类。
And that they would be categorized.
有很多事情你们还不符合神的心意。
And a lot of things they did not please the Lord.
所以你们要悔改，要回到主的心意上面。
And so they have to repent and return to the will of the Lord.
他并不是说你们跟是另外一种基督徒。
They did not say that they're another kind of Christian.
你们乃是属灵的。
They are still spiritual.
但是你们要改正你们属肉体这些表现。
But they have to correct their fleshly ways.
所以这条路就是要追求能力的路。
So this path is the path for pursuing power.
今天我们也看到走这条路的人很多。
So we see that many people walk this path.
可能看起来是一个很快的一个方法。
Perhaps it seems as a very quick way.
但是很多人告诉我们，这条路生命的长大是不是很明显的。
But a lot of people tell me that the growth is not very fast.
不是很稳定的。
It's not very stable.
那我们看见刚才我们读的圣经里头，给我们看到第二条路。
And in the Bible, we see another path.
就是圣灵更新的路。
That is the renewing of the Spirit.
就是讲到这个是借着圣灵更新来变化我们。
So that with the renewing of the Spirit, it will transform us.
所以这里有提到借着怎么样来更新我们呢？借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
So how will we be renewed by the Spirit? That's by the regeneration of the washing and the renewing of the Spirit.
这重生的洗。
This the washing of regeneration.
这讲到重生的洗。
It talks about the washing of regeneration.
在中文就讲到是重生，在英文是叫 regeneration.
In Chinese, it's born again. But in English, it's regeneration.
但是这个重生呢，跟约翰福音里头第三章第三节说，耶稣说的，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。那个重生是两个不同的字。
But born again, as what Jesus mentioned in the New Testament, and this regeneration are two different words.
在约翰福音第三章那个重生是讲到是意思就从上面生的。
And in John chapter 3, this born again is from above.
就讲到我们现在没有这个一般的世界上的人，所有的人都是从下面生的。
And for the majority of people, they are born from below.
我们都是在这个从父母生的，都是在地上生的，就是在下面生的。
And those who have come from parents, who are born on this earth, are from below.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，我们要得到一个新的生命，我们需要从上面生。
But the Lord says we need to have a new life, so that we have to be born again from above.
就是从圣灵生。
So to be born of the Spirit.
就从神生。
To be born of God.
这个就是这个约翰福音第三章讲到重生这方面的重点。
So this is the important point of being born again in the Gospel of John.
这个地方的重生乃是叫我们死掉的生命死掉的灵能够活过来。
And so it talks about how our spirit being dead may live again.
圣经说就是出死入生。
That means out of death and into life.
这就是这个地方重生的重点。
This is the important point of born again.
那么提多书这个地方第三章第五节所说的重生。
And also in Titus, it talks about regeneration.
是另外的意思，就是从旧到新。
It's another meaning. It's from old to new.
我们是在旧的创造里头的。
So we are the old creation.
我们在没有信主以前，我们就是在旧的创造里头。
So before we believed in the Lord, we were in the old creation.
等我们信了主以后，我们就来到新的创造里头。
So after we have believed, we have become created anew.
所以在神做救我们的时候，一方面把我们从死带到生里头。
So when the Lord saved us, on one hand, He brought us from death to life.
同时，他也把我们从旧的里头带到新的里头。
At the same time, He brought us from the old into the new.
这个是同时发生的事情。
These are simultaneous events.
神同时使你从死到生，也同时使你从旧到新。
At the same time, the Lord allows us to come from death to life and from old to new.
这是神在我们里面工作的两个方面。
These are two aspects of the Lord's work.
这两方面就一件事情。
These two aspects are one thing.
就是给我们一个新的生命。
To give us a new life.
我们知道我们的新的生命是一个永远的生命，就是一个永远活着这个这样的生命。
We know that our new life is an eternal life.
那我们也知道，我们信主以后，我们得到是一个新的，是一个不是旧的生命了，而是一个新的生命。
We know that when we have become Christians, we receive a new life, not an old one.
所以我们感谢神，他做的工作都是很完备的。
So we thank the Lord that His work is very complete.
这是神在我们身上做的工作。
This is what the Lord's work is upon us.
前面那个。从死到生呢，是一次性的。
The first one is from death to life.
就是一个 event.
This is an event.
但是后面这个从旧到新呢，是逐渐逐渐的，是一个长的过程。
But in the latter, this regeneration from old to new is a step-by-step process.
你从死到生呢，你不会说慢慢的，半死半活的这样来的，不会的。
Because from death to life, you won't be half dead and half living.
你要么是本来是死的，现在活了，那么你不会说我半死半活，一点点活过来，不会的。
Because you can't say that if you come from death to life, you slowly come from death to life.
神一，你一信了主，你马上就死的灵就活过来了。
So once you believe in the Lord.The spirit which is dead, your spirit which is dead will come and live again.
所以这是一个 event, 就一次性的。
So this is a one-time through event.
但是你从旧到新啊，不是一次性的。
But from death, from old to new, it is not just one time.
你可以，多了今天多了一点新，明天再多一点新，一点一点新的。
You will get newer and newer day by day.
所以基督徒可以说是半新半旧。
So for Christians, you can say they're half old, half new.
有的时候新的多，有的人呢新的多一些，有的人新的少一些。
Some are newer and some are less new.
但是你都是有新跟旧都在你的里面的。
But you still have some new and old within you.
所以呢，我们看到这个重生这个字的话呢，在新约里头只有出现过两次。
So this word born again in the
New Generation.
Oh, regeneration. You can see in the New Testament twice.
一次就是在这个地方所提到的。
Once is in the Book of Titus.
另外一次是在马太福音第十九章二十八节所提到的。
Another time is in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28.
当主耶稣碰见一个少年人的官很有钱，耶稣叫他来跟随，他不肯。
And one time when Jesus meets a rich young ruler, he asked him to follow him, but yet he would not.
所以耶稣就对门徒说了，他说财主要进神的国是何等的难。
So the Lord said to his disciples, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, how difficult it is.
那门徒就说了，那这样的话，谁能说得着神的救恩呢？
So the disciples said, who then can be saved?
那么耶稣说，在人是不能的，但在神凡事都能。
So the Lord said, with men things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
那这个彼得就说了，他说，主啊，我们已经撇弃所有来跟随你，将来我能够得到什么呢？
So Peter said, we have left everything behind to follow you.
So
what will we obtain?
主耶稣就在后面说，他说，我实实在在告诉你们。
So the Lord says, truly I say to you.
他说，你们是跟从我的人啊。
Those who follow me.
到复兴的时候。
When the time of regeneration comes.
在这里说，就是到复兴的时候。
During the time of regeneration,
你们要看见人子坐在宝座上。
You will be sitting on the throne.
你们也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
And you will be judging. You 12 disciples will be sitting on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
彼得问主耶稣：“我这样的跟随你，已经把所有都放下了，我能得到什么？”主耶稣跟他说：“到复兴的时候，你们要跟我坐在宝座上来审判以色列的十二个支派。”
And so when Peter said that we have left all to follow you, what will we get? Jesus said that they will reign with him on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
他的主耶稣意思就是说，现在你还看见，你还得不到什么。
And at the present moment, it seems as if you have obtained nothing.
但是到都是新的时候，到复兴的时候，一切都变成新的时候，你们要跟我一同作王。
So when all is regenerated, they will become kings with the Lord.
当然，彼得问耶稣那个时候。还没有到复兴的时候。
So when Peter asked the Lord these questions, it has not been the time of regeneration.
所以这个复兴，这个重生，这个重生就说到渐渐的、渐渐的兴。
So with this regeneration is a gradual regeneration.
所以神在我们里面做工的方法。
Same with the Lord's work within us.
就是像约翰说的话，施洗约翰说的话，施洗约翰。
Just as John the Baptist said,
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And that he increased and I decreased.
就说主耶稣要兴旺，但是我呢却是要衰微。
That the Lord Jesus himself increased and I decreased.
意思就是说，就是我们里面这个基督的生命、基督的成分越来越增加，我们自己的成分越来越减少。
That the portion of the Lord's life will gradually increase, and our life will slowly decrease.
那么这个怎么能够得到重生的这样的更新呢？这里是有个重生的洗。
And here, there is a regeneration of washing.
这个洗字呢，也是在以弗所书第五章第二十六节所说的一样的洗。
And then this washing is the same as in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 26.
他说神要借用水借着道把教会洗得干净。
It said that the Lord will use water to
就是 water
to wash us clean
by the word of God.
By the word of God.
那就是借着这个神的话来洗我们。
To use the word of God to wash us.
怎么能叫我们从旧慢慢到新？
How to allow us to from old to new?
就是用神的话。
It's by using the word of God.
所以我们读圣经，我们来学习神的话，不是单单叫我们来明白一些属灵的名词。
And so we do not just remember spiritual terms when we read the Bible.
也不是叫我们得到一些属灵的知识。
And not just to have some knowledge of the Bible.
神的话有一个功用，就来洗净我们。
And the Lord's word is meant to cleanse us.
叫我们当我们读神的话的时候。
So when we read the Lord's word.
神的话就好像光一样的照在我们里面。
The Lord's word is like a light shining upon us.
当你跟众人没有和睦的时候。
When you and others are not very not agreeing or getting along.
那么神读到神的话，神说你们要追求和睦，那么这个时候你就说，哎呀，那我应该跟别人和睦。
So that you have to pursue peace with others.
神说，你们要追求圣洁。
So when the Lord says you have to pursue holiness.
那么这个时候你就看到我里面还有不圣洁的地方， 我要求主来帮助我，叫我能够追求圣洁。
So you will see within you that there is not a lot of holiness, so you will pursue the Lord in this aspect.
所以我们旧的东西怎么慢慢的除掉呢？去掉呢？
So how can our old things be cast away?
乃是借着神的话一直在更新我们。
And this is by the Lord's word, which will continue to make us new.
所以这就是重生的洗。
So this is the washing of regeneration.
乃是借着神的话。
And this is the word of God.
那么第二个呢，就是圣灵的更新。
The second is the renewing of the spirit.
这更新的意思。
Renew meaning.
也是跟罗马书第十二章第二节的这个更新是一样的。
It's the same as the meaning in Romans chapter 12.
在这个字在新约里头，也就是这个两个地方用到更新这个字。
And in the New Testament, there are two places where this word renewing is used.
那罗马书那地方说的更新，就是说你们不要效法这个世界。乃要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Says in Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以保罗在讲到这个，从罗马书一直从第一章讲到第十一章，讲到神丰富的恩典以后。
So after Paul has spoken about the Lord's abundant grace.
他到第十二章开始就说，你们要将身体献上作为活祭。
He said that in chapter 12 that we must offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
这样可以叫你们能够不效法这个世界，能够心灵更新而变化。
In this way, we will not be conformed to the world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Spirit.
我们的心思要更新。
And that we would become more new.
所以圣灵在我们没有信主以前，他来救光照我们，叫我们能够看到自己，能够接受耶稣基督的救恩。
And so when the Spirit, before we have believed in the Lord, will allow us to see our condition and allow us to come accept the Lord.
然后他就住在我们心里头。
And then the Spirit lives within us.
他就更新我们。
He will make us new.
叫我们能够这个心意而变化。
To renew us so that we would be transformed and renewed, and our mind would be renewed.
在我们信主的人身上，
and for us Christians,
有的时候圣灵的工作是很强烈的。
Sometimes the work of the Holy Spirit is very intense.
叫你一下好像觉得好像有这个大水好像冲刷的你一样的。
It's like a raging river rushing through you.
有时候你参加一个聚会。
Sometimes when you attend a meeting,
一个圣灵在里面工作，某一句话、两句话进到你里头来，你觉得有个很大的一个冲击，很大一个变化。
And whether it's one or two statements that enter within you, you find that there is a great change.
但是有大部分的时间，圣灵乃是像缓慢的水流一样，在你里面做工，在里面慢慢的变化你。
But for the majority of the time, the Spirit is like a gentle stream, slowly changing us.
我们不能要求每一次圣灵都像大水一样来冲刷你。
We cannot always expect that the Spirit would work in us like a raging river.
我们乃是要放在圣灵手中，让圣灵按照他的意思在我们身上来做工。
We have to place ourselves in the Spirit's hands.And allow the Spirit to work within us.
只要我们把自己献上，作为一个活祭。
And so allowing us to become a living sacrifice.
圣灵就可以在我们身上来做工。
Then the Spirit can work within us.
他就能来光照我们。
To allow the light to shine upon us.
他就可以在里面提醒我们。
To remind us.
在我们做错事情、说错话的时候，他来责备我们。
When we do something wrong or say something wrong, then the Spirit will convict us.
他也是来感动我们。
Will also move us.
如果我们能够接受圣灵在我们里面这样一个缓慢的工作，
we can accept the slow work of the Spirit.
我们就能看见，我们就渐渐的被他更新了。
We can see that slowly we will be renewed.
在一个短时间之内，你不一定看到有很大的变化。
In a short time, you will not see a great change.
但是你过了一段时间。
But after a while,
可能过了一段很长的时间，
perhaps a long time,
你就看见，哎，慢慢我的心思意念呢，跟我信主的时候不太一样了。
And slowly you will see that your mind is different from how you were before.
我听到一个基督徒的见证。
I heard a testimony of a Christian.
他说有一个工作。
He said there is a work.
有很多人去要。
A lot of people want it.
但是只有一个工作。
But there is only one work.
那么最后呢，他是在interview 里头一个最合乎条件的人。
And so during the interview, he was the most suitable person.
但是另外一个他的弟兄。
But another brother.
比他条件差。
Whose qualities are less suitable.
但是他更需要这份工作。
But he needed this job more.
所以这个弟兄就不是说这份工作既然是我的，我一定要得着它。
So this brother did not say that this job is mine. I must obtain it.
他就愿意把这份工作让给其他一个人。
He was willing to give it to the brother who needed it.
这就心思更新了。
This is called being regenerated.
我们不在信主以前，我们一切都是为了自己。
Before we believed in the Lord, everything we did for ourselves.
父母为了我。
Parents did things for us.
朋友也为了我。
So friends is because of our own desire.
弟兄姊妹也在为了我。
Brothers and sisters, it's all for ourselves.
一切都是我我我。
Everything is me, me, me.
当圣灵在里头慢慢的工作，慢慢的变化你，你就不是老是为了自己了。
And so, as the Spirit works in us slowly, not everything is for ourselves.
你就会想到别人。
We will think of others.
你会觉得别人的需要。
We will think of other people's needs.
神在你，圣灵在你里头慢慢就在变化你。
And the Lord will work in us slowly.
这是一个长期的工作。
This is a very long process.
属于这个重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
So this washing of regeneration and this renewing of the Spirit.
说起来就是两个事情。
When you speak of it, it's two events.
一个就是神的话，一个就是神的灵。
One is the Word of God, and the other is the Spirit of God.
神用他的话。神也用他的灵在我们信主的人身上来做工。
God not only uses His word, but He also uses Spirit to work in us.
所以在提多书说，这是耶稣基督我们的救主。
So in Titus it says, the Lord Jesus, our Savior.
这个救主不但是我们信主的时候，他是我们的救主。
Not only when we first believe, He is our Savior.
在我们一生当中，他都是拯救我们的主。
But throughout our life, He is our Savior.
他把我们从这个旧的里头救到新里头。
So He brings us from the old into the new.
把我们带到一个长大成熟的一个阶段。
To bring us to a mature and full stage.
那么这两个呢，神的话跟神的灵呢，两个是有互相有关系的。
And God's word and His spirit, they both have a relationship.
神的灵用神的话来工作。
God's Spirit uses God's Word to work.
神的灵不是自己来向我们说话。
God's Spirit just does not speak on its own to us.
他乃是借着神的话来向我们说话。
But through God's Word, the Spirit speaks to us.
那么，神的话因着有神的灵向我们说话，这话就变成一个活的话。
So God's Word through the Spirit becomes a living Word.
所以这两个都有关系。
So these two have a relationship.
神用他的灵来向我们说话。
So God uses His Spirit to speak to us.
神的灵来借着神的话来向我们说话。
And God's Spirit uses God's Word to speak to us.
那么神的话因着有圣灵在说，这个里面对我们说就是一个新的，就是一个有力量的。
God's Word through the Spirit will within us will be power and there will be strength.
有时候你读圣经的时候，这些有一些话，你读过去就算已经过去了。
And some words just let pass by.
但是有时候你读到神的话，好像这个里面有一些新的亮光，有一些新的力量在里面的。
But sometimes when you read some passages, there'll be a new power or a new life from it.
这神的灵就用这些话，把这些话变成活的话来。帮助你，来供应你，来带领你走前面的道路。
So the Lord's Spirit uses the word to strengthen us, to help us, and to guide us.
所以这个就是圣灵所做的工作。
So this is the work of the Spirit.
这两方面都不能偏废的。
And these two aspects cannot be neglected.
你不能够说重一面而忽略另外一面。
You cannot place emphasis too much on one aspect and not on the other.
所以这就是保罗在这个地方告诉我们追求的路。
So this is what Paul tells us of the path of pursuit.
神的话和圣灵同样并重。
The Lord's word and His spirit are of the same importance.
你是只是注意神的灵。
We just pay attention to God's spirit.
只是注意神的灵里头的感动，里面的能力的感觉、恩赐这些东西。
And if you just pay attention to the moving of the spirit and the strengthening of the spirit and all these other things.
没有。一个基础的话，有些错误的东西进来，你也没有办法分辨。
If you do have the word of God giving you a good foundation, some wrong things may seep in, and you will not be able to discern.
但是如果你只注重神的话，而不注重圣灵的工作
，But if you just place emphasis on God's word and not on the work of the Spirit,
也没有让圣灵自由的运行在你里面。
If you do not allow the Spirit to work freely within you,
可能你有很多。神的话，但是这些话没有变成你自己真正的东西。
However, you may have a lot of word within you, yet without the Spirit, there is not a lot of renewing.
所以在约书亚要继续摩西的工作的时候
，And so when
约书亚就要去了
，Joshua had to continue Moses' work.
那么神就对他说了。
The Lord has to say to him.
他说你要刚强壮胆。
You have to be strong and of good courage.
那么神要与你同在。
And the Lord will be with him.
神不是说到这里就停下来了。
The Lord did not just stop here.
我们以为有神的同在，我们就不怕了，什么东西我们都可以做了。
We thought that if we have the Lord with us, then we won't fear and we can do anything.
但下面神还对他说。
But in the following, the Lord still speaks.
他说你要遵守律法上的话。
And you have to keep the words of the law.
神与你同在。
And the Lord will be with you.
但是你还要有神的话语的同在。
But you will also need the word of the Lord.
那么这样的话，你就不用害怕。
And in this way, you will not fear.
你一定能够成就神所交付给你的事情。
And you can accomplish what the Lord has given you to do.
所以，在圣经里头告诉我们，这个追求的路就是靠着神的话。
So in the Bible, it speaks of path pursuit as God's word and also His Spirit.
这个当然需要是一个很渐渐的一个过程。
We know it's a gradual process.
但是我们人啊，都希望快。
But we humans hope for a quick message.
一到了以后，立刻就能够事情就能办成。
And we want things to be gratified instantly.
所以你到这个就到餐馆吃饭的话
，When we go to a restaurant，
你要叫你等一个钟头、两个钟头啊，你就不耐心了。
So if you have to wait for 1 or 2 hours, you will not be patient.
所以有好多有这个快速的餐馆，一去了马上就可以吃。
There are a lot of fast food restaurants. Once you go, you can eat.
那我们在属灵的事情上，不能够找一个Burger King 啊，或者叫一个 McDonald's， 就这样吃的就完了。
So in our spiritual life, we cannot just look for a Burger King or a McDonald's.
我们就要渐渐的知道，这个是生命的成长是一个长期的过程。
We see that the growth of this life is a gradual process.
可能一直等到我们要离开世界，我们还要继续的追求。
And even though we have departed from the world, we still have to continue to pursue the Lord.
那么，以下就第六节就告诉我们了。提多书第三章第六节告诉我们。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 6，
他说呢，这圣灵呢，就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主，厚厚浇灌在我们身上。
So that the Spirit of the Lord has poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior。
因为我们基督徒啊，一听到别人有什么圣灵的经历的时候。
So that when we Christians, when we hear about other people's spiritual experiences,
我们就会常常看到我们自己，好像我就没有什么圣灵一样。
So when we look at ourselves, we'll feel like we don't have a lot of the Spirit.
我们不能像别人那么有讲起来，很特别的经历。
And we will not have that special experience which others talk about.
但是这个地方告诉我们，这圣灵是借着耶稣基督 厚厚的浇灌在我们身上的。
But here it says that the Spirit is poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
我们就不太觉得。
We do not feel so much.
但是是不是没有不觉得就是没有的呢？
If we don't feel so much, does it mean that we have none?
难道神给某几个人就是特别多的圣灵，给其他的人就是一点点呢？是不是这样呢？
Will the Lord pour out abundantly on some people His Spirit and others just a little drop?
这里并没有告诉我们说只有保罗或者提摩太才是厚厚的浇灌。
And here it talks about Paul and his
Timothy.
And his encouragement to Timothy.
哎，不是说只有保罗、提摩太，圣灵才是厚厚的浇灌他们。
It's not that Paul and Timothy had the pouring of the Spirit abundantly upon them.
这里讲到每一个信主的。
It talks about every Christian.
每一个信主的人，神都是丰丰富富的把圣灵赐给他们。
Every Christian, the Lord will pour your Spirit upon them abundantly.
那为什么在我身上就没有这样的显出这么的丰富呢？
So why does my life not reveal such abundant pouring out of the Spirit?
不是神的问题。
It's not God's problem.
不是外面的问题。
It's not external problem.
那是我自己的问题。
But it is my problem.
圣灵感动的时候，我不去顺服。
When the Spirit moves, I do not obey.
圣灵禁止我的时候，我还要继续往前。
And when the Spirit restrains us, we continue to go ahead.
难怪我就觉得我自己里头这个圣灵的不是那么丰富了。
No wonder I do not experience this abundance pouring out of the Spirit.
但是神是把圣灵丰富的浇灌在我们身上。
But the Lord has poured out His Spirit abundantly upon all of us.
所以我们不能说，有一些人就是有一点点的圣灵，有一些人呢就是被圣灵充满很多的圣灵。
So we cannot say that some have a little of the Spirit and some have a lot of the Spirit.
因为神给我们的都是一样。
Because the Lord gives to all the same.
或许在有一些人有特别工作需要的时候。
Or if some people have some special work to do.
哎，神会特别的在某一个时间把圣灵能够能力更显明的在他身上。
The Lord may at that time especially pour out His Spirit upon him.
当我们在比较这两种的追求的路的时候，
When we compare these two paths of pursuit,
那么第一种追求能力的路，
the first path pursuit for power,
他们就好像一个图表一样的，一个直线上升，直线。
It's like
line.
It's like a straight line.
啊，本来你是一个属肉体的基督徒。
So Before you are a fleshly Christian.
那么你圣灵一充满，你立刻就从这个低的地方一下到高的地方了。
Once you're filled, you would from a low place to a high place.
那么第二种路呢，来说这个圣灵成长路是有上有下，有上有下，但是一直的保持往上。
And in another path with the Spirit, you have ups and downs, but it is a continuous.Going up.
And 我们实际上我们的经历也是这样。
And we know that our experience is the same.
我们有的时候能够胜过自己。
We have to overcome ourselves.
有的时候我们就失败了。
And sometimes we will fail.
前一分钟我还是能够胜过自己。
In the minute before, I was able to overcome.
但下一分钟我就失败了。
The next minute, I may fail.
明天我又胜过了。
Tomorrow, I will overcome.
到后天我又下来。
The next day.
我想这是我自己的经历。
I think that this is my experience.
我想弟兄姊妹可能也有这样的经历。
I believe that brothers and sisters will have the same experience.
上上下下。
Ups and downs.
但是不是上去了以后一直掉到底，再也不会上来了。
It's not that once you've ascended all the way up, you would descend all the way down.
那么有的人说呢，基督徒的经历呢，乃是一个螺旋式的上升。
And some people say that the life of Christians is like a spiral.
好像又回到本来一样了，但是这个本来的，现在呢，比过去呢又高了一点点了。
It seems that you always return to the original spot, but every time that you go back, it seems that you're a little bit higher.
当我们信主说我们是悔改，我们需要悔改。
So when we believe in the Lord, we need to repent.
但是悔改是不是最起码的、最初步的经历？以后我就不需要悔改了呢？
So is it when we repent, we will from now on we will never not repent again.
不是的。
No.
当我们信主的时候，我们会有悔改。
So when we believe in the Lord, we have repented.
信主以后，我们还不断的悔改。
So after we believe in the Lord, we will continuously repent.
神的光照在你里头，你就觉得我不符合神的意思。
So when the Lord shines upon us, we see that our condition does not please the Lord.
我又在神面前再悔改。
I will need to repent before the Lord once again.
再以后又有什么时候我有失败了，我还需要再悔改。
From now on, when I fail, I will have to come to repent to the Lord again.
但是这样的话，就叫我们一点点是往上升。
But in this way, slowly we will ascend to the top.
所以今天我把这段圣经摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
So I place these passages before brothers and sisters.
但愿我们一同来思想基督徒怎样有一个对的一个追求的路。
And so that brothers and sisters may have a correct path of pursuit of the Lord.
叫我们不会白白的走弯路。
So that we will not walk on the wrong path.
也不会叫我们浪费很多的时间在一些不应该追求的东西的上面。
That we will not waste a lot of time to pursue things that are not worth pursuing.
尤其我们青年的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes our young brothers and sisters.
我们更需要在主的面前自己来分辨什么是神所要我们追求的。
We need to come before our Lord to find out what is it that the Lord wants us to pursue.
这样我们就不会跟着大多数的人他们所走的路。
In this way, we will not follow the path which the majority of people walk upon.
我们要看看神是怎么说的。
We have to see what the Lord has to say.
圣经是怎么说的。
What does the Bible say?
我们这样的话就能够一点一点的成长，能够被主使用。
In this way, we will gradually grow and be used by the Lord more and more.
我们今天就交通到这里。
So we will share up to here.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，求你自己把你的话来赐给我们。
Lord, may you allow give your words to us.
我们实在是有一个愿意追求的心。
Lord, we do have a willing heart to pursue you.
比如说，我们会在追求的路上有一点的困惑。
Sometimes there may be obstacles in our path of pursuit.
求主你来带领我们。
May you, Lord, lead us.
能够叫我们走在你的心意当中。
That we may walk within your will.
我们特别把我们的年轻的弟兄姊妹交在主的手中。
We especially place our young brothers and sisters before you.
主啊，你不但要得到他们。
Not only do you want to obtain them.
世界也要得到他们。
The world wants to obtain them.
恶者也要得到他们。
The enemy wants to obtain them.
主，我们把弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
Lord, we place our brothers and sisters before you.
愿主你保守他们。
Lord, may you keep them.
你引领他们。
May you lead them.
你住在他们里面的圣灵常常提醒他们。
May your indwelling spirit constantly remind them.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们是属于你的。
We belong to you.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.